It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. All morning long, it's a consumer alert. This morning, advice, tips, and information to help us all be more educated and informed consumers. Coming up, do you always feel like your auto mechanic is ripping you off? Expert advice on how to find a trustworthy mechanic. Then we check in with travel expert Kelly Lowe with First Travel. Inside tips on how to find the best deals and the perfect getaway and one-tank trips. Plus details on the latest iPhones, tablets, and computers with our technology expert. But we begin this morning with Sandra Guile. Sandra is with the Better Business Bureau. It's our pleasure to welcome Sandra Guile to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Sandra. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking.
All right. So you're with the Better Business Bureau. I think most people are familiar with you and what you do. But for those that may not, explain to us what the Better Business Bureau is.
The short answer to that is that we build trust in the marketplace between consumers and businesses. We've been around for more than 100 years. We handle complaints. So if you feel like you've been treated unfairly by a business or maybe you didn't get the quality service that you expected from an accredited business, you can go to bbb.org and file a complaint. Or if you've had the opposite experience, you've had a wonderful time, you've had a wonderful experience, you can file a customer review on bbb.org. And by all means, we encourage the online process because it does go a little bit quicker. But if you're one of those few people that maybe doesn't have access to the internet, you have limited resources, you can always give us a call at 513-421-3015.
So if I see at the bottom of a website or in the business window that sticker that says BBB, what does that mean to me as a consumer?
If you see the BBB seal, and what that basically means is that business has gone above and beyond their customer service. They've addressed customer complaints. They are telling you, you can trust me because I'm going to give you a fair quote. I'm going to give you a contract that you're going to be able to read from beginning to end. We're going to let you read the fine print. We're going to stick to our promises, and we're going to make sure that you're going to have a good experience with us. That's basically what that sticker is saying. We are part of an affiliate or a membership is maybe not the correct answer, but it's a way of saying we have earned the trust of the Better Business Bureau to show you that you can trust our product and services is going to meet your expectations.
All right, good. That's good information to know. Now, this is a consumer alert, so let's talk more about some things that we should be aware of. Some of the things that, you know, you get calls in and you talk about. And I know one thing that's really on the top of the list is contractors. Mm-hmm. What should our listeners know?
What people should know if they're looking to have a bathroom remodel, to have a tree removed, have landscaping, have windows redone and that kind of stuff. First of all, do not make a decision at your front door. Okay, so if you've got somebody coming up to your property and they're inquiring about doing some work on that property, ask questions. Do not feel like you need to be pressured into a decision right then and there. Ask for identification. This is super, super important. I want to know what business you are representing. Rodney, if you came up to my front door, I had no idea who you were. I'm going to ask for identification. I'm going to ask where you work. I'm going to ask for a phone number. I'm going to ask if you were insured and your license and you're bonded before you even set foot on my property to do any kind of work. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to call BBB and I'm going to get more information about your business to make sure you are truly, truly legitimate. I am going to make sure that I get a contract that I can read from front to back, and I'm going to agree with everything in that contract, along with maybe a contingency if something does go wrong that is written into the contract. And I'm also going to make sure that I'm not paying 50% up front. Maybe I'm paying 10 or 15% as a down payment, and that there are installment payments throughout the contract until the work is done.
So I'm just going to interrupt you here. So if they say, along with your point, okay, I'm walking up to your door, I can repair you this, I can do your bathroom, but you're going to have to pay me 100% right now. That's just not the ticket.
No, I'm going to say, Rodney, there's the door. Walk out of it, please.
Okay, all right, good. So that's a big red
flag.
That
is a huge red flag. And the other red flag is if you were to present me with insurance documents and they turn out that they're not true, they're falsified, or I go to the Ohio State Insurance Office and I say, you know, I'm checking out this company, I'm thinking about having work, and they're going to say, no, I'm sorry, but Rodney used to work for XYZ company and he made a copy of those, you're going to be on the hook for fraud. So it really pays to do your homework.
Okay. Two things that you mentioned, and I just want to make sure people understand the importance of this. You talked about a contractor being licensed and bonded.
What does
that mean?
License, you're licensed with the state that you're doing the work in. So if you are supposed to be licensed in the state of Ohio, we're going to call the state's office and we're going to make sure that you actually have you're actually paying taxes, you are registered with the state of Ohio, that you are doing business as whatever XYZ company. Bonded, meaning you have some kind of insurance that basically protects you and whatever employees are doing work in the property, because heaven forbid, you know, you fall, you break a knuckle, you break an arm or a leg, you're not digging into your homeowner's insurance policy to try to cover that kind of injury, that you actually have your own insurance that you carry around where you go.
Okay. Now, one thing that you say that's really important, and we were talking about the contractor thing, but you say remember your rights. And why is that so important? You got to remember that, right?
Yes. This is according to the Federal Trade Commission, they have something called a cooling off rule. This gives you 3 days to cancel a purchase over $25 made at your home or other location that is not the seller's permanent place of business. Say, for example, like a hotel, you're at a convention, they're selling something, you sign on the dotted line saying, yes, I agree to purchase this. You have 3 days to go, you know what, maybe that wasn't such a great idea or it wasn't such a good deal as I thought it was. You can go back and feel like I need to go back and cancel that. So you can go back to the Federal Trade Commission, you can go back to the State Attorney General's office, and you can say, I need to cancel this. And they're going to say, okay, what can we do to help you out? And they're going to go ahead and contact that vendor and say, we need to ixnay on that purchase. So this is super, super important. You can find out more information on this through the Federal Trade Commission's website at FTC.gov.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. This morning, it's a consumer alert. We're joined in the studio by Sandra Guile. She is with the Better Business Bureau. Now, let's talk about this now. I am often, this happens to me, you know, I'm in my house, minding my own business, someone knocks on my door, and they say, hey, you know, show me your utility bill. I would love for you to, I could save you money, and it sounds really, really good, but it sounds too good, so I'm always leery. So what do we need to know when it comes to, if that happens again, what do we need to know?
First of all, what you need to do is close the door.
Okay.
Seriously, because the utility imposter scheme has been around for a long time, and it can happen in one of three ways. The first one, like you mentioned, is door-to-door. They do come up to your doorstep. They do say, I can save you a lot of money on your utility bills month over month if you just bring me a copy of your utility bill. And I'll show you all these tremendous savings and I can switch you over right now. The second way it can happen is over the phone. And sometimes what will happen is it looks like it's coming from Duke Energy, but it's a little more menacing. It's more along the lines of you didn't pay your utility bill and you need to pay right now. What's fishy about this, though, is they want you to go out and buy gift cards in order to pay that. I see the face you're making at me. Yes, they want you to go out and run out and pay with gift cards, which is a huge red flag. It happens.
And people do this?
Yes, unfortunately, they do because they feel like they can't remember if they paid the bill or maybe they missed paying the bill that month or something like that. And they don't want their power turned off within the next 30 minutes because that's usually in the language of the phone call.
Okay.
And the phone call is so menacing and so scary. And it happens to a lot of elderly, believe it or not, Rodney. Mm-hmm. It's so sad. So they'll tell them to run out and go buy gift cards to iTunes, to Amazon. Seriously, this does happen. It's reported all the time to us. And the third way is actually through the mail, where it's a solicitation to switch away from whatever aggregate company you've agreed to with your city or township. And it sounds like a great deal because they're trying to give you an apples-to-apples comparison. If you don't do your homework right on paper, yeah, it looks like a fantastic deal. But that rate is only good for a certain period of time. It could be for your first 1-2 billing statements, and all of a sudden you notice incrementally higher billing statements for your utilities. So the best advice I can offer you, first of all, is obviously turn them away at the door. saying you're not interested, and then report that to local law enforcement so that you've got door-to-door solicitors, or your city or township, and see what their policy is on door-to-door solicitors. And that's the same is true for door-to-door solicitations for contractors. The second thing I would do is notify, if they're spoofing Duke Energy, is notify Duke Energy saying, hey, I got this door-to-door solicitor. If it's over the phone, I would definitely report that to the Ohio Consumers Commission, the OCC, and also report that to our scam tracker tool, because we want people to know more about what is going on, and they can look that up. We can talk about that later. If you receive it in the mail, simply shred it. Don't even acknowledge it, especially you already have a negotiated rate through your city or township, because a lot of times they're going to get you a much better rate. And if you're not sure what that rate is exactly, call your city administrators, call your township trustees saying, what am I paying for utilities as far as megawatts, kilowatts, and everything else? Or look at your bill and try to do the breakdown, or even call Duke Energy and they can give you some good advice there too.
All right. And you talked about this morning, Scam Tracker. What is Scam Tracker?
Scam Tracker is a fabulous tool. It is run through the Better Business Bureau, and what it does is it's a consumer tool as well as businesses. So say, for example, you get a robocall, you get a utility scam call. What you can do is go to scamtracker.org, and you can fill out the form, including the phone number. You can tell us exactly what happened, what day of it happened, time of day it happened, and tell us everything you know about it, your age, exactly any details you want to share with us, and then submit it to us. If you go to scamtracker.org, you can look up the different type of scams that are happening in your neighborhood. So you can pull up the state of Ohio, you can pull up the range of dates, and it'll bring up a heat map, and you can zoom in and out to your particular neighborhood, and you can see what type of scams are happening, so you can kind of be aware as far as who is roaming in that area, the different types of debt collectors, puppy schemes, you name it. You'll be able to see what kind of schemes there are.
All right. And again, in case you're just tuning in, All Morning Long is a consumer alert. All Morning Long, information, tips, and tools and guides to help you become a more educated consumer. In the studio with me now is Sandra Guile. She is with the Better Business Bureau. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now and like us there now. You touched on something, and I think this is really important to talk about. Senior citizens, they mm-hmm. fall prey to so many scams.
Yes.
What should we know if we, you know, we have parents, we have grandparents, what should we know to protect them from scams?
The best way you can protect a loved one from these type of scams and schemes is obviously have an open line of communication with them. And what I mean by that is not the usual once a week phone call. Hey, mom, hey, dad, hey, grandma, grandpa, auntie, uncle, whoever it is. How are things going? Physically go to the house and see the lay of the land. See how they're handling their business. And what I mean by that is take a look around their house. Look and see if there's a stack of bills and see if things are being paid. If you see more lottery entries than bills being paid, there might be a problem. If you happen to see maybe some other additional pieces of mail, or maybe an influx of packages or other items that are being sent to the house, then say utility bills being paid, credit card bills being paid, that kind of stuff, maybe inquire about the financial situation of that elderly person. See exactly where the money is coming in and going out. If you have access to their financial records, great. They may forget or get confused as far as what they paid and what they didn't pay. Look at the telephone history if you can. Everybody's phone tracks nowadays what phones are coming in and see who they've been talking to. The reason I bring this up is that the elderly are targeted mostly for lottery scams and romance scams. You're going to go, romance scams?
Really? Okay.
Yes, especially those that are widowed or widowers.
A romance scam?
What's a romance? I'm glad you asked. This is basically if somebody has been alone for a while, maybe they have access to the internet and they visit some of these online dating sites. And there's one for just about every age, it seems. And they start conversation with somebody, and somebody on the other end says, you know what? I really like you. Can we take this conversation off the website where it's not monitored? And everything is by chat or it's by email. And they start sending them messages like, you know, hey, I'd really like to meet you in person, but I'm overseas. I've got business. I'm very wealthy. I've got a lot of gifts I'd love to give you, but I really need X number of dollars to be wire transferred to me so I can meet you in person. And they have this long, drawn out sob story. Well, ultimately, what happens is that elderly victim is then again told to either wire transfer X number of dollars. Usually it's in, you know, smaller increments, $300 to $500. They send that money at first and like, okay, can we meet in person or can we have a phone conversation? The problem is that the scammer rebuffs any kind of verbal conversation like you and I are having right here in the studio, and they just continue everything by chat or by email. And then they come up with another excuse. This time the dollar amount is even higher. Now I need $1,500. So then they go back and they get prepaid, either prepaid cards or more wire transfers. And now all of a sudden they're losing more and more money. And till somebody like a friend, a relative, or somebody else finds out what's going on and they say, you know what, you're being catfished. There's, you know, you're, this is part of a romance scam. You need to get out of it right away before you start really losing a lot of money. So that's kind of the foundation of it. And you can actually find out more about those types of scams on our scamtracker.org website.
Okay. Another one with elderly is Social Security wire. What is that?
Oh, goodness. This is this one makes me so angry sometimes. It's actually replacing the medical device scam. And that's where you get the phone call where you can, hey, Roddy, you can get a free new knee brace or a back brace, which I'm sure you've always wanted, right?
Right. Yeah, right.
And your Medicare or your Medicaid is going to pay for it for absolutely free. Hey, that sounds like a great deal, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This particular scam with Social Security is, again, this is all done through the phone. Okay. So you receive a phone call from an unknown number and you pick it up and it's somebody on the other end of the line saying your Social Security number has been compromised. It has been used in an illegal scam. The most recent one was through the drug cartel. And the investigators say they are going to freeze your Social Security or your Social Security number has been suspended because it was used in illegal activities. Well, anybody who's on Social Security right now is going to go, oh, my God, what happened? What am I going to do? Because that's my source of income. Mm-hmm. It's not true. It's basically the scammers using Social Security as part of an imposter scheme. And in order for you to reactivate it once again, they're going to have you try to wire transfer money or go out and buy gift cards in order to release your Social Security number. Now, if you're not sure or if you receive this type of phone call, you can always call the Social Security Administration and say, look, I got this phone call. What's going on? They're going to tell you the same thing. It's a scam.
All right. And Sandra, the holiday season is just around the corner. And you say this time of year, charity, fraud, beware.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's scary to think that the holidays are right around the corner. But all the holidays make their big push around this fourth quarter of the season because they know they can get a lot of people on board to donate to whatever their cause is. That's wonderful. However, we do recommend, Better Business Bureau does recommend what you do is research that charity, see what they're all about, see what their cause is and what type of things that they do support and where their money is going. I would recommend you do this ahead of time by going to give.org. What give.org is a website, and it's a list of charities that have met our 20 standards of giving, and some of them are actually accredited charities and have earned that BBB seal, accredited seal, once again. So you know you can trust that your dollars are being most wisely and effectively for those particular charities. And it gives you an insight on what kind of things that charity does before you give.
Okay. Now, I am getting these calls. And, you know, I don't answer. Usually I don't answer a number that calls me that I don't recognize. Sorry, I just don't.
That's fine.
But they leave a voicemail message and it's in some, you know, it's in another language.
You get those too.
And I'm like, what's going on with this? This has to be some kind of scam or what? What's going on here, Sandra?
I get them all the time. And you are doing the most right thing, Rodney, by not answering that phone because you're seeing the number, you don't recognize it and you don't answer it. It's awesome. It's robocalls. It's somebody from another outside of the country who is sitting in a room or is submitting and pushing a button through a bunch of servers, and it's sending out millions thousands of these phone calls all over the United States, all over the world. We're not the only ones in the United States receiving these phone calls.
Okay.
And what they're hoping to you for you to do is to press a button to unsubscribe or press a button to speak to somebody to get off that list and that kind of thing, if you understand what they're saying. If not, they're just trying to see if that number works. And your number, if you do comply to that, is being bought, sold, and traded on the deep, dark web. So that way they're basically making money off of you without you even realizing. It's been going on for years. Well, guess what? The Federal Communications is looking at this. The Federal Trade Commission is looking at this. All of our cellular providers are looking at this. Politicians are looking at it because they're getting these phone calls too. Now, they've taken steps, at least the cell phone companies have, to come up with the shaken and stir technology to hopefully block those phone calls from coming into the United States. Fingers crossed, because they're trying to keep a step ahead of these scammers and these spoofers, which is basically what it is, a spoofing. And they're going to hopefully alleviate a lot of these frustrating phone calls from coming into your phone. So hopefully some legislation will come down the pike that they'll track down where these phone calls are coming from. And they can bust them and assess fines and fees. But, hey, it's like playing whack-a-mole. Once you shut down one operation,
another one's going to pop up.
Exactly.
All right.
But if you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to see a reduction in the number of phone calls.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning. I really do appreciate it. Really good information. Thank you, Sandra Guile from the Better Business Bureau. We really do appreciate it. And if our listeners would like to find out more about the Better Business Bureau, or if they would like to report, what can they do?
We've got three great avenues for you to contact us. The first one is on our website at bbb.org to report a scam, scamtracker.org. Or if you want to talk to a real live human being, we still have those.
Okay.
At 513-421-3015.
All right. Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking to Sandra Guile with the Better Business Bureau. Again, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Again, all morning long, it's a consumer alert, advice, tips, information to help us all be more educated and informed consumers.